From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson. Egypt's chief investigator says no definite conclusions have been reached in spite of increasing indications that it was a bomb that destroyed a Russian passenger airliner last week over the peninsula of Sinai. An unexplained noise heard in the final second of audio recordings from the cockpit of the doomed jet has aroused intense suspicion, but the investigator said his team has not been able to determine whether it signaled an explosion or something else. The investigator said all data from the Airbus jet taking off from Sharm el-Sheikh en route to St. Petersburg, Russia, ended 23 minutes and 14 seconds after takeoff while the plane's autopilot mechanism was engaged. Debris was scattered over a 13-kilometer-wide area on the ground, confirming the aircraft shattered into pieces at a high altitude. All 224 people aboard the charter jet, most of whom were Russian citizens, were killed in the crash. A monitoring group says at least 23 Syrian civilians were killed today in suspected Russian airstrikes in the rebel-held town outside Damascus. A Syrian Observatory for Human Rights spokesperson said at least 6 children and 7 women were among the dead in the town of Duma. A Syrian Rescue Service operating in rebel areas said at least 24 people are dead. Also Saturday, the observatory said the death toll from Thursday's airstrikes on a city controlled by the Islamic State near the Iraq border has risen to 71, up from 25. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says Russia is off track in Syria. At the Reagan National Defense Forum today, Carter said Russian President Vladimir Putin has not thoroughly considered his Syrian strategy. Carter said Russia is prolonging a civil war that fuels the very extremism Russia claims to oppose. The secretary said the Russians are not fighting Islamic State as they claim, but instead are backing President Bashar al-Assad. This is VOA News. The leaders of Taiwan and China engaged in an historic handshake today before beginning a summit in Singapore. Taiwan President Ma Ying-jeou and Chinese leader Xi Jinping smiled and waved to a throng of journalists before beginning their meeting. With hundreds of protesters in Taipei, the capital of Taiwan. Ralph Jennings reports for VOA from Taipei.
About 400 people marched in downtown Taipei Saturday to protest the first-ever meeting between Taiwan President Ma Ying-jeou and Chinese President Xi Jinping. Many feared the two leaders would reach a private agreement that sacrifices Taiwan's prized democracy and self-rule to China, which has long demanded the two sides unify. Presidents from Taiwan and China had never met before, as decades of icy relations had kept tensions running high. In the days leading up to the historic meeting, Ma said no deals would be signed. Lin Mushun, a 21-year-old university student from Taipei, says he is concerned the summit will lead to economic integration first. He says he is worried Taiwan and China will become the same country, because he feels that China considers their race and culture basically the same. Ralph Jennings for VOA News, Taipei.
Somali officials say they expect a phased repatriation of more than 300,000 Somali refugees from Kenya within the next 4 years. Officials say only 5,500 so far have returned to the country, but they expect that figure to reach about 12,000 by the end of this year, with an additional 75,000 to be repatriated next year. Officials say they plan to have all of the 320,000 Somali refugees returned by 2019. This announcement came after Somali's Prime Minister Omar Shamark visited refugee camps on Friday. Shamark says the visits reflect the government's concern about the prolonged plight of refugees, many of whom fled the country nearly 25 years ago. The World Health Organization has announced Sierra Leone is free of the Ebola virus. The WHO gave the all clear now that 42 days have passed without any new infections. Ebola has killed 4,000 people there in the last several years. Three Democratic presidential hopefuls took part in a television forum late Friday. MSNBC host Rachel Maddow in the southeastern city of Rock Hill, South Carolina, interviewed the candidates separately. Frontrunner Hillary Clinton was the only one of the trio who supported the death penalty in certain cases. Former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley attempted to boost his third-place position in the polls by questioning Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders' loyalty to the political party. Sanders is an independent and can be a bit of a maverick, but he generally sides with the Democrats on Capitol Hill and on issues. I'm Marty Johnson, reporting from Washington, and this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.